Monday, July 20th, 2020. I was definitely rushing a lot pre-quarantine. Like it was just like, I was trying to fast forward through all of the work of getting to a place where I can live off of comedy. And so I had this, I remember people would be like, man, you need to slow down or whatever. And there was this burning feeling in me like this, I cannot slow down until until I'm living off of this. And now that, I mean, technically I'm sort of living off, it's not an ideal situation, but now that I'm not going to work every day, I'm just way happier. I feel like I can slow down. I know I've been off. I'm still kind of off recently, but I think that's more attributed to how crazy the world is than anything going on with me as much, at least right now. I'm just feeling off, but I've been doing this for long enough now to where I know the routine, I know the cycle, and basically if I start feeling off or I start getting down, start getting frustrated, that means that I'm just about to get really close to another breakthrough and then moving up on the ladder. I don't know what it is yet, and I'm excited to figure out what it is, but as of right now, I just know, like, all right, well, I'm feeling off right now, something's wrong, I'm gonna figure out what it is. I'm gonna fix it, and then I'm gonna get that much better. I know the cycle. And I'm able to finally see that, partly because I've been recording it, and I've been listening back on the older episodes to do the recap for the 200th episode. Partly is that I've been recording it so I can hear objectively what I was thinking and feeling at the time, so I can just kind of improve on that. And then the other part of it is that I don't have my day job. That rushing, that feeling of like, fuck, I need to get better at this fast, I need to make money off of this fast, was because I was desperately in need of not working all day. I don't know how, I mean, yeah, I haven't really been talking to people, but I don't know how people are handling this, this quarantine. It seems like people aren't too happy. But for me, it's like, this is the first time I haven't been working. I know I say that a lot, but it's really eye-opening when I think back to my childhood and I think back to, like, I didn't have weekends. I literally did not have weekends. Every weekend, I remember my family would come up with, they would make up math problems, and I fucking sucked at math to do. Or they'd have me do fucking this or that. Like, they just constantly working on something. I was miserable. I remember starting to feel miserable, like late elementary school. I remember starting to really feel like, what the fuck? What's going on here? Why do I feel not good most of the time? And why am I fucking antsy? And then when I would complain, I'd bitch about it. There was always this like, well, no, once you get to middle school, you know, then you, oh, once you get to high school, well, once you get to your senior year of high school, no, once you start college, well, you know, once you get past the GE part of college, well, you know, once you get to your actual major, all right, well, once you graduate college, oh, okay, well, once you get the career, like, there's always this like, no, okay, well, just keep, put your head down, just keep working hard. And once you get to this level, then everything will be fine. It'll all click. And I think that it taught me an incredible level of grit, like an unwavering, unshakable, just juggernaut way of just pushing through shit, which is good. But it was pushing me through to the wrong direction. I don't know if there's any J. Cole fans. But if you listen to the song, it's 2014 Forest Hill Drive. It's called Love Yours. It's essentially about how, like, you should need the beauty and the struggle you need to appreciate. I think I talked about this actually in an episode like a while ago, but there's beauty in the struggle. You need to appreciate the time of the work that it's going to take to get to where you need to get to. And, in the song, he says something like, the good news is okay, it's like, the good news is, nigga, you came a long way. The bad news is, nigga, you went the wrong way. And that, that is how I have felt of like, well, I came a long way. I just was going in the wrong direction. Now I'm going in the right direction with that same level of grit and focus. And it feels good to go in the right direction. I feel like I can relax. I feel happy. I'm good. It's like when you're, hi there. Okay, sorry about that. I just spoke to some neighbors who grew up. They live like above the hill, you know, but in my backyard, they live above the hill. And I've known those people since I was a little kid. I haven't seen them in years. And man, it's weird. What was I saying? Moving forward, working. Oh yeah. So like, I would go to work every day and I'd just be like hungry. Like I'm antsy. I want to go do something. I just need to get better. I'm sure George and Will can both attest to this. I would badger them all day. I didn't have shit to do. So all day I would just be like, hey guys, we got to do this. Email this person. All right, well, you know, messages, we got to, where's this money going to this? Why hasn't this person responded back? Like, I was just fucking pent up and frustrated because I was at work. I was at work all day. I was in a place, like, the environment that I was in was making me absolutely miserable. And the saying that goes with school is like, of course I'm going to be depressed is because, like, you're putting me in a place for 8 to 9 hours a day that I'm miserable in all the time. And then I got to go home and deal with other bullshit. So in this situation where my days are spent the way I want to spend them, and it allows me time to like just be calm and think about what I want, think about me, think about comedy, just chill, just relax, think about nothing for once. So yeah, it's funny. I in a weird way, I got to my goal. I'm in a fucked up version of my goal. I've kind of reached my goal of not having a day job. I mean, I have a day job. I have to do my Postmates, which I'm not going to do today. I'm going to do tomorrow. But I have my Postmates, but I can control when I go out and how much I need to work on that. And I have a strong enough work ethic to know, to like make myself go out and work when I need to. And I can relax today. I'm watching The Last Dance with Michael Jordan. It was fantastic. And I can just relax. Like, I'm not writing anything right now. I'm just working on trying to be, I know this episode isn't funny at all, but I'm working on trying to just be a funny person. Just exist being funny. I don't need material. There's no shows for me to get booked on. So it's not like I need to write out material for a show. I can just work on being funny. Just being a funny, fun, lighthearted person in a lot of ways. Like the parts of me that I wasn't able to develop or enjoy because I was being put in these just horrific environments for my personality type. So yeah, I guess now the plan is never, ever, 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 ever go back to having a day job in the way that I had one. Never, ever go back to working 8 hours a day. Fuck that. Keep life simple. Keep it stripped down and keep it cheap. Which is not hard. I eat fucking French fries and spaghetti, and I have no problem with that. And I live in a fucking garage battling flies with a wolf beast. Like, I can live very stripped down. I don't need a bunch of bullshit. So yeah, live life stripped the fuck down. I really don't think I'm being exaggerated or hyperbolic when I say I'll take homelessness and working on being a comic over what, living in a shit apartment and being in debt on the brink of homelessness regardless. Yeah. So I guess in short, I'm off right now, but it's easier to manage because I don't have to go and deal with punk ass kids all day. I don't have to be in a cubicle anymore. I don't have to have fucking small talk with boring employees or coworkers or whatever in a break room next to some shitty fucking toaster oven. You open the fridge and people get catty and they have these little fucking notes on their margarine. Oh, this is Sally's margarine. Please don't touch again. And then it has three red marks under it. Just, I can't stand work environments. I don't understand how other people can do it, and I'm glad that they can, so that it leaves me room for society to keep moving and allows me to be what I want to be. But yeah, I guess environment affects you. When I'm clearly environment affects you, and I'm working on like disconnecting from my environment. I was thinking more about what was making me happy in the beginning of quarantine. It was just like being separated from people and not having to deal with people's bullshit. Whereas now, I mean, technically we're in quarantine or lockdown, but no one gives a fuck. And now everyone's angry with each other. So I have to, you know, the flags everywhere and the bulls in the trucks, all the bullshit. So I'm working on trying to block all of that out and just do me. And it's going to be a process. It's difficult, but, you know, that's the way I'm going to have to cope. It's hot as fuck out here, man. It's like 100. That's how I'm going to have to cope with the environment right now, is just kind of put mental and emotional blinders, just focus on me, ignore all of this bullshit around me. Still be aware, obviously. I'm not going to be naive and act like this neighborhood isn't dangerous. It's in like a little powder keg waiting to explode. But that's gonna be what I'm doing right now. Just put blinders on all the bullshit right now. Just keep focusing on me. And then when I can escape this environment, who knows how much happier I might be or have the potential to be when I don't have to live here. You know, like if I'm so much happier now that I don't have my day job. And that's just that shift in environment on a day-to-day basis. You know, if not having a day job, being able to live off of comedy, living in my RV, separate from where I can go wherever the fuck I need to go, maybe to a place that's cooler during a time like this. And I don't have to be trapped here around all the flags and all the nonsense. I can really see, and I can feel safer. I think I would feel much safer in that type of environment. So, yeah, I got a plan. I got schematics. We got this, doing this right. So I'll call up George Clooney and Brad Pitt. We'll organize this. Yeah, feels good. Feels good to be happy and calm and relaxed. And even when I feel off, I know how to deal with it. I know the patterns and the rhythms, at least at this point. So if you know one person you think would enjoy this, share it with them. Till next time.